the rest of the story. It was through stories told to him by his mother that Alex first learned about traditional Native American culture. And the boy was immediately and ever thereafter enthralled. Throughout early childhood, his obsession with Indian lore seemed normal enough, but upon entering school, Alex was promptly and persistently ridiculed for being different. And once the other boys beat him up and even hung him upside down by one foot, mock Indian style, as punishment for his Native American preoccupation. And his teachers also disapproved of his interest. "You keep trying to be like an Indian," they told him, "you'll grow up lazy like an Indian." For you see, Alex's own heritage was not Native American. But all of his life, he had sought to follow Native American traditions and to emulate the pre-Columbian Native American in everything that he did, and the result... well, the result is the rest of the story. Today, Alex is a 26-year-old medical assistant, editor of the Journal of American Indian Reports. He's also a member of a growing group of non-Indians who want to be Indians. They are called Indianists. And there are more than 1,000 of them now. To the extent that they can, they practice the life and the crafts and the culture of Native Americans. And most remarkable of all, after Big Chief Eagle of the Pawgoset Indian Nation participated in a recent Indianist powwow, he returned to his own people to report that in most ways the Indianists are more authentic, more true to the culture, than most 20th century Native Americans are. In fact, imagine this. Chief Big Eagle, the other Native Americans acquainted with the Indianists, envision a day when Native American young people must seek Indianist instruction, when our Native Americans might have to get instruction from these Indianists if they're properly to learn about their own ancestry. For you see, when real Indians powwow these days, they often stay in motels or in recreation vehicles. And their teepees are often made of canvas and their talk is often homogenized. But when these Indianists powwow, they gather for 10 days of dead serious ceremonial songs and dances and contests. And they stay, all of them, in authentic teepees, as many as 50 of them, all made of traditional materials and emblazoned with traditional tribal symbols. Their clothing, from headdress to moccasin, is handmade according to the ancient ways. Their rituals are chanted in the ancient languages. I have before me a photograph of more than a half dozen of these Indianists in tribal dress, taken at one of their powwows, and it is extraordinary how, despite their white facial features, they seem so very much, in temperament as well as in attire, like the proud people they emulate. And even more extraordinary is that these would-be Native Americans are not Indians at all. In fact, they're not Americans at all. They're not Americans of any kind. Instead, these worshipers of the ancient Indian ways, in order to pursue their cultural preference, remain at odds with the government of their own native country, the Soviet Union. That's right. According to many Native American authorities, the most Indian Indians in the entire world are now Russian. Now you know the rest of the story.